Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
I think having great family, whether they're good people or not good people, whether they're like you or not like you, I think having family in your life is so terribly important.
Yeah.
It is, to me, the most important thing, more important than all this other stuff. Is to be grounded with my family. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a culture, maybe that's how I grew up, but having your family around you is so important, you know, and that's whether it's connecting with my brother, my cousins, my kids, my parents, my aunt and uncles, you know, whether all of those things are so important, because what family gives you, for most of us, I know for everybody in this room, it's this way. Family gives you unconditional love.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and this week I'm still joined by our pregnant, still pregnant co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones. But have you ever heard the saying that you are the average of the five people you hang out with? And do you ever feel frustrated that you're not making progress forward in life, or you're not really getting the results that you're after, or you're not making, you know, you're not reaching your potential? I'll always say that that is directly related to who you hang out with. And in this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how I'm very intentional about the five people I choose to hang out with, or the five types of people I choose to hang out with in my life. So before we get into this week's episode, let me turn it over to our pregnant co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Well, I want to say a few more weeks, but it could be any day now, I guess.
Well, this episode may come out by the time you have a baby.
Well, thanks for joining us again. Today we wanted to talk about, before we get into today's episode, a little bit about our summit. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by your dental practice, you feel like you've been running on roller skates, or you feel like you've been stuck in survival mode, it's time to empower yourself with the revolutionary secrets that have helped thousands of dentists live the life of prosperity, freedom, and happiness. So don't miss this opportunity to transform your practice. Join us for an elite professional network and achieve unparalleled success that you all deserve and everyone works so hard for. Yeah. It is in Nashville on Broadway, May 4th and 5th.
And 2023.
I guess if people are listening to this next year, I always forget about that. I won't be pregnant.
Yes, hopefully not.
And it will be 2023, although we hope to continue this kind of as our annual get together to bring everyone together with our community. It's so fun when people come to the retreat and they become friends and they're like, let's do this again. Yeah. And you know, your paths are hard to cross for that. So with people requesting that, we found the best way to do it would be for all of us to gather together once a year and provide good education. Yeah. So,
you know, I have a history of doing meetings and events around education, whether that's larger events that I used to hold in Las Vegas, whether that's the events we hold here at 3D Dentist. And one thing that's very important to me is we're always doing events built around the dentist themselves. What's in the best interest of the dentist? And too often, meetings today, events and conferences have become very manufacturer driven. And I get it. Look, we can't do what we do without manufacturer support, but it's got to be about the dentist first and the challenges and the problems that they're facing. And right now, our 3D Growth Summit, year one, our first annual one that we're doing, is going to be focused around building your team. And so if you're ready to build your team, empower your team, help them see and share in your vision, there's going to be no better event than our Growth Summit in Nashville. It will be your opportunity to meet with like-minded dentists, for your team members to meet with like-minded team members, for your team members to meet my team members, to meet Sully's team members, to meet our other speakers' team members. It will be an amazing event that will supercharge and excite your practice and your team members. So May 4th, 5th, 2023, we legitimately only have like 50 or 60 seats left. So don't wait till the last minute. And it is Taylor Swift weekend there, so it will be busy. And so once our room block is out, I'm pretty sure the entire city will be sold out. So don't waste. Go now. Go to 3D-dentist.com. Click the Summit Event button and let's get registered and let's start making 2023 the year that you start taking control of your practice. So Meredith, let's get into this week's episode.
Yeah, so this week's episode kind of goes into taking back control, but kind of your life. We talked about this in the mastermind and everyone was so intrigued by it. I heard people talking about it during happy hour and after the course as well. You mentioned something about, you kind of asked the dentist who they hang out with, you know, who they golf with.
Well, what brought this up?
So people were kind of talking about their book clubs and things they do outside of dentistry, hobbies, I guess. And you said, well, one of the reasons we have the mastermind, right, is because people, when you get around your local friends, it's like, why do you need to try so hard? You're doing really well.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're so far removed from people's regular day-to-day life that you feel like you're kind of an outlier, which I think most of the dental business owners are. And so you talked about being surrounded and like the five people you spend the most time with, whether that's good or bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're the highest earner. Yeah. Sometimes it's smart to be the lowest one, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of times these people in their book clubs or in their coffee meet and greets are probably well removed from the day-to-day lives of everyone else.
I think what, from my recollection, what brought this about is we had one of our masterminders saying that they feel so motivated when they come here and then they go back to their office and like a week or two later, they're unmotivated again. And, you know, my question to him was, well, tell me who you're hanging out with when you get back.
Yeah. Who do you surround yourself with?
Who do you surround yourself with? And this particular person is a very exercise fanatic and he hangs out with a lot of people that do a lot of outdoor activities, things I'm jealous of.
Yeah.
But I said, who else? Who else do you hang out with? He goes, well, that's pretty much it. I go, well, I said, that's part of the challenge.
Yeah. Is the people who have 4 hours to hike a day are probably not in the same.
And unless that's where you're trying to get to in life, right?
Yeah.
If you're at that point in your life where it's all about
you're
the outdoor
happy.
Activities and stuff, and that's okay. But, you know, that led me into a side conversation about where I'm intentional about the five people that you have, that I hang out with. And I don't literally mean five people, like I only hang out with five people, but there's five types of people I like to have in my life. And so kind of give you an overview and then we'll kind of walk into each of these a little bit is I like to have a business person in my life, someone who's been unbelievably successful in business, that has a larger, broader view of business than I do, so that they can keep me grounded and kind of keep me inspired about what I'm missing or what opportunities exist in business. Number two, I like to be surrounded by somebody that's a really good person.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we can have a tendency to kind of get off track a little bit and we need a, what I call a good human in our lives. Number three, I've got to have people who have likes and hobbies like me, because, you know, I need that.
That's where you enjoy spending time.
Yeah, it's where I enjoy spending my time. Number four is I call it my anti-weakness person. And this is a person who helps me get over my own personal weaknesses because they're the opposite of that. And then number five is, of course, family. And so you want to have a good core foundation of family, people around you. And so these are the kind of the five people, again, the business person, the good human, someone that the likes and hobbies that are similar to mine, the anti-weakness person, and the family people. And I want to be clear, these aren't the only five people we hang out with, but these are the five types of people I try to keep in my life. And they go through different spurts. You know, there may be times where I'm really hanging out with my business friends a lot, or there may be times where I'm really hanging out with my likes and hobbies people a lot. Or right now I've been hanging out a lot with my anti-weakness people a lot. Or there'll be times where you go through family time a lot. And there's, you know, always, if you notice, I keep getting my good human last and last, because, you know, I think I'm a good human, but
well, it's all about what you need at that time.
So let's kind of dive into some of these.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because in our mastermind, we kind of talk about growing you as a person, not just as a dentist. So I think getting these five people and knowing who they, you know, they don't, it doesn't have to always be the same person either. Yeah. I think maybe that's something we talk about is, you know, you could have three or four people that are your good humans at different times in your life, for sure.
But let's to think that there's at least three or four good humans in my life.
Let's talk about the business person and kind of why that's important. And I would say that that's probably number one for me. Reason.
Yeah, for me right now. You know, and I'm glad you said that, but I'm also not glad you said that. Okay. These aren't in order.
No.
Okay. They happen to be in order for me.
At some point you had to think of them, and that was the first one you thought.
Yeah, because.
And maybe that's for a reason.
Well, partly because of the conversation we're having during the mastermind. Yeah. We're talking about being motivated about your business.
Right.
So I said, who's the business person you hang out with? I was asking
the person. And that's probably you for a lot of them.
Well, sure. But that doesn't speak to me.
Right.
Where is my business coming? So, you know, for me, my business person has been, for most of my life and still to this day, it's my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned so much from him, and I've talked about it. You know, in fact, one day Sully and I recorded a 3-hour podcast episode with my dad that I've never released from 3 or 4 years ago.
We had to like put it into like 5 different.
Yeah. maybe one day I'll release that. But, you know, a business person. And what I find for most dentists is that we're hanging out with other dentists as our business person. And that's okay, but oftentimes, if you're a motivated human being or you're a motivated dentist, you're probably at the upper echelon of all of dentists. And so for me, my business person for me was my dad. You know, he's got motels. He's been in the restaurant business. We've been in the outdoor billboard business. You know, he's been a dentist in the past in India, you know, not business related, but he has a wide breadth of knowledge of different things. One of my other business person friends is a gentleman named Vern, who's been unbelievably successful. He's in private equity now. He's been in the healthcare industry, and he helps me see things in different manners. Like when I talk to him, you know, it gives me an idea of, you know, he's big into scaling businesses right now because that's the business he's in. And so when he talks about scaling XYZ company, there's still parts of that relate to what I'm doing or relate to my business or relate to our industry. And so I really like being around that. Another one that, and by the way, I think another point in this is, your friend can often fit into multiple.
Yeah.
It's not like my business person is not a good human or doesn't like my hobbies. They often end up fitting into multiple areas.
I would agree with that.
And another friend of mine is Chan, who just sold his business a couple of 3 years ago. And, you know, as I talk more and more about, you know, exiting dentistry or if that's a possibility, you know, I leaned on him about what was the process, and the first thing he said, there's lots of emotional ups and downs. You think it's done, then it's not done. Yeah. And you think it's going to be this way and it's not this way. And so I really like to be the dumbest business person in the room if I can be, or number 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
I mean, my ego doesn't want to be number 5 out of 5, but I definitely don't want to be the number one business person in my social circle.
Right.
I definitely want to be towards the bottom end of that, and I don't want it to be all dentists. You know, I really want it to be
different industries as a whole. I mean, I think about my husband when I think about this, and like his friends, and different industries is always good because you pull different things from them. For example, you hanging around with somebody who does things differently, at the end of the day, the sales aspect is still similar in dentistry versus some other sort of.
I mean, sales is a relationship game, right?
Right. And how people buy. you know, either whether it's emotionally or how they purchase. Those are all different ways you can learn things that can relate back to your business, even if it's a different industry.
Yeah. So I always like to have some business person in my life. You know, maybe they're not in there 100%. Maybe they're it's somebody I can lean on or call on. And that's always been important to me because business is a passion and an area of importance for me. So
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah, so I think having the number one, the business person, I think that motivates you.
Yeah.
And that motivation gives you the want to have these other people as well. So number two kind of gets into the good human, which is for everyone, it should be the easiest to fill, but I feel like it might be the hardest.
Sometimes it is one of the hardest. And you know, the example I use of the good human is always Eric Blue.
Yeah,
right? He's
course.
A dentist in Boise, Idaho. Such an amazing person.
Yeah.
Always so kind, always thoughtful, always willing to listen, always supportive.
Yeah.
And there's so much about Eric that I strive to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember one day I called him and he texted me back. He says, listen, in 5 minutes I start my family time and my phone goes away and I'm going to sit on the floor and play with my kids for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And
no distractions.
No distractions. And that always stuck with me. Not that I've ever done that, okay, or not that I've been that.
Could you imagine if you said to your teenagers, everyone, we're going to put our phones away, we're going to play on the floor for 2 hours?
Yeah, but even if I did that 10 years ago, they would have loved that, right?
But even now, game night, we're going to put our phones away, we're going to play games.
Yeah, so when I say good human, we need somebody that keeps us from getting too
grounded.
Focused on all the life distractions, right? That and typically, for me, everybody's different, but to me, the good human is about really grounding what's important in life.
Yeah.
Okay. And we need that. You know, another good human for me is Sully. Sully is energetic. He's a good person. Mm-hmm. Rick Sullivan, such a great person, you know? And so my point in bringing up multiple people is that we have them. And look, Eric lives somewhere else. Yeah. Sully lives somewhere else. Rick lives somewhere else.
But they're always just a call away.
Yeah. And I have other good humans locally.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get my fill of good humans from my out of town dentist friends and what I call our 3D family. And many of you listening as well, I look at Adam Fraunfelter. Such a great person, you know, and I see
those
things.
Although his brother Tyler told me if we mention him again, he's going to stop listening.
So we just lost a listener and Tyler, but that is what it is. And a good human is just somebody that I think the other part of a good human is they have to be willing to check you when you fall out of line or when you lose sight of the big picture or you get too focused on something that can very easily become negative.
Yeah,
I think that's what you need.
Something about a good human is I would say they're not necessarily your yes friend.
No, that's the whole point. They got to be the check person.
I think a lot of times people think someone who is a yes friend is their best friend.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not always someone who wants the best for you.
No, in fact.
So I think a good human is someone who wants the best for you.
I could have used more non-yes people in my life.
Yeah. But I think your good human is someone who is that for you where they can set you straight but still be there for you.
Absolutely.
A good medium. So that's why we say like that may be harder to find than you would think.
Yeah.
Because there is so many good people out there, but a lot of them are just your yes friends. Yeah. Well, that, I think, let's get into the person number three, because I think it's hard to cross, because you would want to be so much like this good human that it's hard to not have likes and hobbies similar to them. So the next one, this probably is the easiest one.
So
it's people you like being around,
this is
doing stuff with.
Absolutely. This is the easiest one and probably the one that we have a tendency to have too much of. In life. And that's our likes and hobbies, you know. So, for example, if you're a yoga person, most of your friends are probably yoga people. In my situation, I love to play golf. So many of my friends are golfers. And it's easy, you know, this is very easy for us to fall into this trap. But that's why it's always good to have, like so many of all the friends I've mentioned, they play golf with me, you know, like my business person, all this stuff. We met on the golf course, and we met a lot of them on the golf course. Likes, hobbies, traveling, golf, tennis for me, you know, reading books or talking about, you know, to me, talking about business is alike. I have a couple of groups of friends, Sasha from Harvest Dental. He and I get together every couple of months and we meet for coffee and we talk business. That's a hobby for me. That's a like, you know, same with Brett Wells. He and I haven't gotten together in a while. I need to reach out to him, but those are likes and hobbies. I like to get together and I have a hobby of sitting around enjoying the sun a little bit.
I would argue that dentistry is probably a hot like and hobby for you.
Yeah.
And everyone may not feel that way.
Yeah. That's
so
fair.
For some people, it's a job.
Yeah.
For you, it's definitely, I mean, it is a job too, but it's also.
It doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah,
most of the time, it doesn't feel like a job.
That's what I'm saying is you truly enjoy it. It's passion. So that means a lot of dentists fall into that category for you as well.
The last thing, I want to reemphasize something on the likes and hobbies. It's, if you're trying to achieve greatness or more for yourself, you're going to need somebody in all of these different places. And too often we're finding that we're stuck in the likes and hobbies section. And that's why we get so drawn into, you know, this duck hunting or, you know, things. I don't understand some of these things, or fishing or stuff like that. And then we wonder how our business life has passed us by. Mm-hmm. But I'm also jealous of people who spend most of the time doing their likes and hobbies.
Yeah.
I wish I was more like that.
Fishing, at least deep sea fishing and stuff, could be similar to golf.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, Taylor goes with customers sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking business and they're kind of thing, just like you guys would golfing on the golf course.
Yeah.
But I think a good mix of all of that. Good.
Not, absolutely.
You know, obviously.
That's a good point. Like when I play golf with most of my friends.
Right.
Yeah. That fit all these different things.
Yesterday you had golf with a dental rep and one of your
friends.
Business friends.
Yeah, one of my regular
friends.
And
likes and hobbies friends, you know? So that was two things for you.
Yeah.
And two different people. I think likes and hobbies can be different for everyone, but they can also relate back. Like we said, that one's probably falls over into other things as well easily. So this one, people don't want to find, right? But this is someone who is your anti-weakness or someone who's there for you. So the biggest example of this, I think for most people, is your accountability partner at the gym. And we all have that person. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So for me, my anti-weakness is, I hope you guys can tell from some of the videos, is I've been really working hard on getting healthy as I turn 47 and as I get a little bit older and for different reasons. And so it's been a lifelong challenge for me to stay healthy. I go through these spurts. So I've needed somebody that I can connect with that will hold me accountable. I'll give you an example today. Today, Jock texted me.
Yeah.
Hey, are we doing yoga today?
Yeah.
I said, the yoga is full today. He goes, great. How about we go to the gym instead? Right, because it'd be very easy for me to say, okay, we can't go to yoga. It's
yoga's full.
But then he says, what about the gym? I'm like, okay, we'll go to the gym. You know? Well, my friend John Funk, you know, and he's been a great friend for me right now. And same thing. He's the one that got me into yoga. Another area that he's been helpful for me in. And like I like sharing these things with people I think for many people, they may not understand this or believe this, but I'm an introvert by nature. I don't like doing anything alone. Like I hate doing things alone, but it's a part of my life that I've got to learn to do things alone.
Yeah.
And so John, you know, he gets me out of my comfort zone. He's like, hey, we're going to go to dinner, just you. Or I remember one day he's like, we're going to go to dinner together. And then he doesn't show up and I'm sitting there waiting. Or, you know, he shows up late and I'm so uncomfortable. Or he relates to me like, hey, I, you know, I had this issue too, and we went through that. Or for me, my weakness is the gym. My weakness is doing things alone. Another weakness of mine is a planner. One of my friends, Aaron from the neighborhood, she's like, "Hey, I hear our kids are good. We're all going to be at Disney together at the same time." He's like, "What's your plan?" I go, "Aaron, you know I don't have plans."
Yeah.
Right. She's like, "Well, okay, let me help you."
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm not going to do it for you. But let me help you with that.
Yeah.
You know. And so those are my areas of weakness. And we've got to have friends that we empower.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key in this, is you got to have friends that you empower to help you. But part of this is also you have to be vulnerable with your friends about what your weaknesses are. And I can't speak for females because I'm not a female, but I can speak for...
I think it's a little bit easier.
I think for an Indian male,
yeah.
I can speak for that. It is unbelievably difficult to be vulnerable and to show your weakness to people. But you can't get help with your weakness if you don't show your weakness and share your weakness.
We go to the bathroom in groups, so I don't think this is hard for women.
Men don't really do that.
We go to the gym in groups. We go to the bathroom in groups. We do everything together. So I think that's a lot easier for us to say, "Hey, come to a class with me tomorrow," or something like that. Or I haven't been to the gym all week. I'll sometimes text my friends, "What's y'all's gym plan this week?" Like, and I know I'll get there and I'll know somebody.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just nice knowing, oh, Nancy's going to be there. I told her I'd be there.
Look, it's like walking into the party with somebody. Right?
Yes,
it's way more comfortable to go to the party.
Does anyone want to go with me? Yes.
To the party with somebody, and then you guys go your separate ways almost.
Once you get there.
Right? And so I think that's a great analogy of the anti-weakness.
And that's even funny because, and we can talk about, you mentioned this a lot. When you first wanted to lose weight in 2012, you said to your team, I need to go on a walk every day at lunch.
Yeah.
Can anyone go with me?" And you were surprised by the people who started walking with you during lunch. And then it turned into the complete opposite of an anti-weakness because everybody was looking forward to this. You learned more about people. You got to know people. And so now in our mastermind, we talk about going on walks with team members, and doctors say like how it is a totally different, you're not sitting desk to desk, knee to knee with someone you barely know. It's easier to talk about things. And so for us, before I got pregnant, we would go to the gym and we would go together. We would do our little business meeting on the treadmill and then do our separate things.
Yeah.
But it would get us there.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing is, and I think we started that during COVID, walking in the neighborhood while we were planning our podcast for the day or our recordings for the day, instead of just sitting.
Right.
Sedentary, doing nothing. We're like, well, we could be moving while we're talking.
Yeah, might as well. But in fact,
I can barely move and talk at the same time.
Me too. I'll argue that movement creates more motion and emotion in your mind, and you have a tendency to think better.
Right.
And but that's enough on the anti-weakness.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like how that can become so positive for the anti-weakness. So let's talk about our fifth and
certainly not last.
Yeah, I was going to say most important influential people in your life, especially for us, because I know we all look up to our parents and our family. But that is your family, your spouse, your parents, your siblings.
I think having great family, whether they're good people or not good people, whether they're like you or not like you, I think having family in your life is so terribly important.
Yeah.
It is, to me, the most important thing, more important than all this other stuff. Is to be grounded with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a culture, maybe that's how I grew up, but having your family around you is so important, and that's whether it's connecting with my brother, my cousins, my kids, my parents, my aunt and uncles, whether all of those things are so important, because what family gives you, for most of us, I know for everybody in this room, it's this way, family gives you unconditional love.
Yeah.
And we need that at times. We need
sometimes
that ability.
Sisters aren't always unconditional love, but that's all
but
it is.
They're tough love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's to me is still unconditional love.
Right.
Unconditional love doesn't mean that I just say yes to whatever you want.
Right.
Right. Unconditional love is, hey, I will forgive you for this. Like, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, or I've done dumb things in my life.
Right.
And every time it's been my family that will welcome me back with open arms.
Oh, yeah.
And that unconditional love is so emotionally important. That stability. I thrive and crave stability. And for me, my family has always been Family has always been that point of stability for me. And so that's kind of how I choose to surround myself with. And, you know, sometimes family goes away for a little bit and they're sometimes they're all of it. But these are the kind of the five people. So why don't you review the five people and then we'll kind of move on.
Yeah. So the five influential people you should have in your life are the business person, your good human, someone who has the same likes and hobbies as you, your anti-weakness friend, and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully this gives you insight. And I'm sure we're missing people and different things for everybody else. But these are the five, you know, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. So be intentional that you have five different categories of people and that you find these types of people. And these people don't always just show up in your life. Sometimes you have to go out and find them. And that is part of the challenge in this, is you have to go out and make new friends and meet new people and put yourself out there. And sometimes you get kicked in the face. Sometimes you get welcomed with a hug. But be intentional. And that is especially important for those of you that are trying to grow and do something greater in your life. So thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I hope to see many of you at our 3D Growth Summit, and I hope to see many of you here at the 3D Retreat in Raleigh, North Carolina, at one of our amazing seminars and programs.